As the president of Ukraine, Volodymyr Zelensky has pushed for his country's independence from Russia since he was elected in 2019. With Russia's invasion in early 2024, he has had to lead his country through a large-scale military conflict against Russia's much larger military. In speaking to the United Nations General Assembly, he aims to gain support for his peace efforts from other countries, especially the United States. Zelensky has already offered a ceasefire and a summit with Russian President Vladimir Putin. However, Moscow reportedly has issues with some proposals, and peace still seems a distant possibility. Zelensky insists the war is Russia's fault and decries many of their actions, like the abduction of Ukrainian children and the bombing of the Zaporizhia nuclear power plant. Zelensky says life in Ukraine had undeniably changed as a result of the war.
To protect lives, Ukraine builds underground schools and underground hospitals. To protect lives, we have to spend more on protecting power stations from drone and missile attacks than on building sports facilities or cultural infrastructure. Ukrainian farmers are learning how to protect their equipment from Russia's FPV drone strikes, and for them, that challenge is far greater than climate change. Russia's war has put us in this situation.
Both Ukraine and Russia have been using drone strikes as a part of their military strategies. Zelensky says Ukraine has had no choice but to use this tactic.
Ukraine doesn't have the big fat missiles dictators love to show off in parades, but we do have drones that can fly up to 2,000-3,000 kilometers. We had no choice but to build them to protect our right to life. Control over the sea used to depend on having a big navy. Ukraine doesn't have a big fleet, but we succeeded. In the Black Sea, we pushed what's left of the Russian navy into remote base, and we did it with sea drones. That's how we protect our ports and maritime trade routes, because Russia has left us no other choice.
Concerns have grown that the conflict could spread beyond Ukraine. European countries have rebuked Russia for provocations, including drones landing in Poland. Zelensky warns about artificial intelligence making the problem with drones worse, putting a tremendous amount of power in very few hands and compromising global security.
Now companies are already working on drones that can shoot down other drones, and it's only a matter of time, not much, before drones are fighting drones, attacking critical infrastructure and targeting people all by themselves, fully autonomous and no human involved, except the few who control AI systems. If there is no strong platform for international security, will there be any place left on earth that's still safe for people? We need global rules now for how AI can be used in weapons, and this is just as urgent as preventing the spread of nuclear weapons.
Some nuclear bombs are designed to be small and light enough to be carried around easily, like by a single soldier deployed in the field, which is a scenario that could have a devastating impact on the region and beyond. For KPFA News, I'm Anthony Perazzo.